More news stories now. The city's pigeon saga takes a fresh twist. The owner of a four-legged social media star reveals her secret to 100,000 fans. And a care home resident reignites his lifelong love of film, thanks to a club.
The latest twist in the ongoing saga of City Hall's battle against pigeons may see officials go ahead with plans to fine people feeding the birds near Norwich Market. Labour councillors are calling for Norwich City Council to introduce fixed penalty notices in a bid to stop the creatures being fed within the Lutyens War Memorial Gardens. The measures are being considered after senior councillors complained pigeon activists have been scattering industrial amounts of bird feed at the site near Norwich Market. City Hall's war on pigeons began last year after it employed hawks to scare off the birds as part of a trial. Officials say traders and customers at the market have complained pigeons are becoming an increasing nuisance and pose a health risk. But this had to be scrapped after fans of the bird began feeding them more frequently to encourage them to stay. The idea of fixed penalty notices has been raised as part of wider plans to rejuvenate the war memorial area, which councillors say have become neglected due to litter and pigeon guano. And now, breaking news. Fed-up councillors are now eyeing up bird birth control to shrink the market's feathery army. Grain laced with hormones would make pigeons temporarily infertile, but not everyone's on board. 30 bird fans turned up to a showdown at City Hall, including a man in a pigeon mask. Campaigner Jenny Copeland fumed. There will be great opposition. There will be resistance.
A dog mum, who has amassed more than 100,000 social media followers, has revealed the secret of her success. Laura Summers, the owner of Hector, the sausage dog, believes moving to Norwich has been the key to creating engaging pet content on social media. Her 8-year-old four-legged friend has thousands of loyal fans on Instagram and has helped Miss Summers sniff out some of the best dog-friendly businesses in the city. She said, "I made this page when Hector was a puppy. I never intended for it to take off as it did. I used to just post pictures of him, but then I started to get a few PR invites and ad revenue. I believe moving to Norwich has opened up so many doors for me." Miss Summers, who lives on the outskirts of the city, added, "It would be her dream to be able to work full-time doing social media. But at the moment, she enjoys the spontaneity of taking Hector to cafes in Norwich that offer more premium dog treats."
Bosses for a bus business have revealed plans for a new depot in the city. Sanders Coaches, one of the county's largest bus firms, plans to take over part of an industrial site at White Lodge Trading Estate on Hall Road to use for its buses. Agents for the company said in the planning proposals that the expansion would be crucial in creating new jobs and providing sustainable public transport within and around the city. The site will be used only to park the coaches, since cleaning, fueling, maintenance and repair work will take place at another existing depot on Bessemer Road, less than 400 yards away. The agents wrote, "The proposal will allow Sanders Coaches to contribute positively to the local economy by expanding their capacity to provide public transport services in and around the city." Sanders Coaches was established in North Norfolk more than 50 years ago by Norman Sanders and his wife Gladys, who bought Bennett's Coaches of Holt in 1975. The business is now run by their sons, Paul and Charles Sanders, who have oversight of more than 90 vehicles.
An 86-year-old care home resident has reignited his lifelong love of films thanks to the care home's movies club. John Zammit, a resident at Brooklyn's care home in Drayton, has rekindled his passion for filmmaking through regular visits from Norwich Movie Makers, an amateur film club. Mr. Zammit said, "Ever since I was young, I was interested in cine photography. It was an expensive hobby at first, so I didn't do it very much. Then I joined the Bourne Video Makers, where I lived in Buckinghamshire, and I loved it. I made my own documentary some time ago about a Freemasons meeting place at an old school and the 100-year-old history of that school. I'd love to show this to the residents and the film club at some point." Mr. Zammit has lived at Brooklands since February 2023 and is supported by staff due to limited sight and movement.